Okay, welcome back. I think I'm going to try to get everyone in to sit down. First, an announcement. Upstairs, you can find, I need an extra hand for this, but a little white piece of paper that has instructions on how to get to the site of tomorrow's conference in Osmoy. Because you need to take into account that the bus ride is approximately 20 minutes. Those of you who drove in from the airport, it's a further distance than the airport, so it's a bit of a hike. So don't try, I would not recommend to try to bicycle. I think that there may also be rain forecast for tomorrow. There's explicit instructions on the buses. They leave every 10 to 15 minutes, but just take into account that if the sessions start at 11 o'clock in the morning, you need to take at least a half an hour travel time into account. Now, we may be meeting, there are a couple of locations where the buses leave from with X's. We're going to discuss a possibility of actually meeting together at this public bus station as a group, for those of you that want to travel there as a group, but we don't have any bus that's rented for the transport, so we're simply going to be using the public transportation. Taxis are very cheap. Very cheap. Very cheap. So, okay. So that's another option. If you get together as a group, it's actually probably even cheaper than a bus. That's another thing. Okay. I'm going to pass the microphone to Felicity Ford, who's going to talk about a project. This is not listed in the presentations, but this is a workshop that's going on, and it's actually one day delay of the proceedings that happened the day before. So this is a project in collaboration with Patrick McGinley's Framework Radio, and we are being recorded as we're doing these sessions, and these sessions are being edited at night, and a small segment is being put together one day later. But I'll let Felicity maybe take over and explain a little bit more, and we get a playback, an echo of yesterday's events.
Okay, thanks very much. I think pretty much that you explained in a nutshell exactly what we're doing. There's a number of us doing a workshop on behalf of Patrick McGinley and the Framework Radio Show, which he's been running for 9 years now on Resonance FM. And there's going to be two outcomes of this workshop. One is that every day we will play a kind of like a reportage and a creative interpretation and a sort of extension of the ideas of the day before. So we're not only wanting to straightforwardly document the conference, but also to take some of the ideas of Tuned City and extend them into creative recording and sound practice. So every day we're going to be making these recordings from all the events, the conferences, the talks, the installations, the sound map, and then playing them back to give you a flavour of what else is happening at Tuned City. So this is the one that we made yesterday. And you'll probably see us all the way through the rest of the festival running around with microphones, recording what's going on. So this is from yesterday.
I think this kind of pieces are so tiny, so precise. It's always related to all the sounds which are in the space produced by the spectators, the auditors.
These pieces on the edge of perception are obviously very difficult, and for people who aren't used to listening intently at that very, very low level. And there's a psychological thing which happens in some audiences. They find the need to make a sound to fill the silence, and therefore, you know, start to do dry coughs when they're not actually choking, or you know, shift around on their seating. But this was an incredibly good audience, and I just think these pieces are great, which try to discover something fresh about a well-known instrument.
I was in the front, and it was very physical feeling. It's like different when you close your eyes and when you open the eyes. And I like a lot the physical way he was doing this concert.
Every time I'm really impressed by the performance of the musician, which is probably so concentrated on every single gesture, and I'm really interested in this deep relation he has with the instrument.
Engaging themselves with the maps and kind of looking for the sounds. So there, besides you, there are going to be many people in Tallinn experiencing this. Welcome to Tallinn. Thank you.
Sounds like people talking.
But we can't see anybody.
We can't see them, no.
We're in this weird cornered passageway. Which direction we go in now for the next sound on the sound map? Do we go that way or up?
We go to the top of the passage, then down.
Okay.
It's 22, yes, we are in the...
On the sound map.
So what it says on the sound map about number 22 is Tallinn's main square at the centre of Old Town is host to tourists, market and other events year-round, offering a constantly changing soundscape for anyone who enters. If you are lucky to catch a silent moment, one might sense the acoustic space of a medieval town centre of the 14th century and consider how radically the sounds we hear may change even when the architecture remains the same.
It's extremely busy market.
Yeah, this is when there's no silence here of a medieval town.
Tallinnas Pika tänava otsas metafoonide juures.
Ja. So we're at the 12-tone filter with one of the people responsible. Can you tell me, what is it? What does it do?
What is it? It's an effective transformer for traffic noise, the so-called bad noise in the streets by cars and trucks. And we want to show that you can transform it with the tubes in something better. Traffic noise is a general problem in the cities, and the only way to fight it is often to building big walls and something like that. And so we want to show that there are other ways that function too.
And how does it work? It's a collection of what looks like black plastic tubes.
Yes, that's it. Only that. There are tubes of different length, and they are tuned. You can imagine like an organ pipe.
Yeah, hopefully that gives some of the flavour of what we're trying to do while we're here. Myself, Valeria Malini, Koida, and Lewis, and Kaiser, and Danny, and maybe some other people are joining us, I think. And yeah, so that's what we're doing. Hopefully we'll have many collection of recordings by the end of the festival. Thanks for listening.